Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news, and our commentator is Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Simon, good evening to you. JSC continues to power ahead, but maybe a little off all the excitement from yesterday.
Evening, Jeremy. We are. The all shares below 100,000, and of course that was the magic, exciting, and truthfully meaningless, but hey, magic and exciting number that we breached yesterday. There is a bit of a pullback. Nothing goes in a straight line. But I got to say, I mean, although it's a big number and it's a telling number, I think there's still more to this. I don't think it's over. I don't think it's going to be a sort of touch 100,000 and then sort of not get back here for forever and a day. I think there's some real momentum sitting in our market in some spaces, and then other areas which are looking cheap, which could over the months, year ahead, maybe start to find some favor and add more to this.
Well, let's find out what is driving that momentum in just a moment. But if 100,000 is a key psychological barrier, as they say, what would be the next one which would give us that impetus that would take the market to even higher levels?
Yeah, I mean, the one that jumps to mind is a million, but of course,
sure,
that's ridiculous.
Simon, yeah.
Although, if you think about it, 20 years ago, our market hit 10,000 for the first time. You and I will be quite old in 20 years' time, but nonetheless, the market likes big round numbers. So the easier ones are at 200,000, and we do see it. It happens with stocks, but particularly with indices. So that really is sort of the next one. That's another doubling. We could do that in 5 years if we did 15% a year. I think that's a bit of a big ask, though.
I've just been doing the calculation on how old I'll be in 20 years' time, Simon, and I doubt I'll be talking to you on the radio. So let's talk about the momentum. Again, what are the short-term risks here, and what's the shot in the arm that's needed?
The short-term risks are, at this point, the key driver here has been commodities, gold, more recently PGMs in the last month or so. There have been some supporting acts, NASPAS process, which is China, and the banks have been coming a bit to the party, although they've been seeing a bit of a settle. But really, if we saw a collapse in commodity prices, that would absolutely take the shine off our market. Not just because of the miners themselves, but of course those miners are generating jobs, they generate tax revenue, it would ripple through the broader market at the same time. That's the one risk. The other risk is just good old-fashioned tariffs. What's going to happen around that? We simply don't know. Does that pitch the world into a recession or a significant slowdown in GDP growth? That could hurt us and hurt some demand for some of the industrial commodities, most notably PGMs. And then just general markets. I was just this morning looking at some of the valuations coming out of the US, and there are some, you know, we understand the tech. You know, NASDAQ at a 35 PE when the longer-term average is closer to 20, the five-year average is closer to 30. But even Costco, which is kind of like a fancy version of macro, they're trading on a PE of 50 times, which for a stock growing earnings at around 10% a year, it just seems extreme. So we could see significant sell-offs in other markets, and that would ripple through as the fear spread.
Simon, I'm kind of starting to run out of questions to ask you around Sasol, because every time we have this discussion, it takes a different tributary. But again, market has been unforgiving, but a little bit of light today, up about 3.5%.
Yeah, definitely looking better today. That update that we saw, the update in of itself, I think, was largely as expected. Not much changed, or the changes that they were moving in the right direction. Better quality coal that makes Secunda more efficient. So whatever the changes were, they were small, but in the right direction. The big story was they just didn't tell us anything around actual earnings. They said earnings will be 20% better. But in the last period, they had literally written down everything. The earnings were a horror. And I think the market wanted some more detail on that. And I think as we sort of, you know, the days sort of pass by and you sort of start to think about it more, you're like, well, yes, 20% better, probably closer to a lot more than that. And market's kind of putting some numbers into it. We've also got oil kind of staying stable. So as you said, Sasol looking better back in the mid-90s after, where did it get down to? I think it was got to as low as as 88. So a nice little bounce from those lows earlier in the week.
Simon, fascinating story on MoneyWeb today. Sanparks, which runs the big wildlife reserves in South Africa, in discussion with Rand Merchant Bank over the sale of bonds to fund conservation. And the important bit here is boosting the number of endangered rhinos. What's your reading of it? And is this something valuable? Is it something that you think might find favor? What's the story here?
I think it will. We've seen it before. I think it was the World Environmental Fund, I think, did something around 2022. It was fairly well received. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think there are investors out there who want to invest with conscience. They wouldn't buy a sin stock. They wouldn't buy beer, alcohol, gambling, etc. And this is right in that sort of focus in that regard. There are absolutely a market there, as we see with green bonds. I think they would also probably, because of their attraction and the nicheness, the fact that this really is a world second, it's going to be well priced, which means that Sanparks get some debt at a good price. I think it's an interesting idea. I think it can do well. I think it's something we're going to start seeing more of. We've seen a lot around the renewable green energy space, which now is just almost old hat, but 10, 15, 20 years ago was innovative and new. And I think this is something where the bankers are going to like it because it's something new. It's something they can sell to their clients. The businesses, the agencies getting the funding is going to like it. And I think there's going to be investor appetite for it.
And this is a story that is steeped in so much tragedy. We know how bad the poaching scourge is, and South Africa is home to about 80%, I think, of the world's rhinos. Most of those are a white rhino. Simon, I have to ask you your view on the Adcock Ingram delisting.
I think so. I mean, not a massive surprise. We've seen a Bidvest when they increased their stake. When was it? Around 2018, 2019. That really did dry liquidity up from the market. I thought there was always going to be a delisting. I have to say, I thought Bidvest would take out the 30-odd% minority shareholders. What they're doing here is quite clever. They don't have to pay anything because the Indian partners are doing the delisting. They remain the absolute majority shareholder of what is now an unlisted business, and I think a good little business. And Adcock's its journey on the JSE has not been thrilling and exciting, but ultimately it's got those over the counter products which we all know, we all use when we get colds, when we get headaches, when we get sick. Certainly, I think it's a good fit for Bidvest. And as I say, they managed to do it and remove the listing fees, not massive, but still a bit of a cost saving there as well. And they get their partners to pay for it all.
And just finally, is there concern about the inflation uptick? The numbers were out earlier this week. Goldman Sachs saying maybe 3 rate cuts this year.
Yeah, No, 3% increase, 3% inflation. I mean, our target is 3-6. Our governor talks about 4.5. Even if we get the new inflation target, which is expected sort of sometime this year, maybe around October, the medium-term budget policy statement, and that is 3%, we're on track. We were sort of sitting around 2.7, 2.8. 3 is not the worry. I got it at 3%. I agree with Goldman Sachs. I think we absolutely need 3 rate cuts over the rest of the year. But our Reserve Bank is so very hawkish. We've got an MPC next week, probably going to get a cut there. But I can't help thinking they're going to pause, particularly if we're going to get a change of our inflation target to 3%. Even if a change to 3.5 or 4, I think they're more likely to pause. But I do hope Goldman Sachs is right.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.